And if there's still bills on call, we can call the rest of the members, but it'll just expedite things a little bit.
In other words, sir, I just said I'm going to vote with the chair, and if we add them, then we can lift the call, see if they have enough votes to clear.
I thought I might have had a chance on my bill with you, but sorry.
You always do on the floor, sir. You always do.
Okay, there, no objection. That's what will be done.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman and members. I would like firstly to accept the committee amendments on page 2 and all those recommended in analysis. This bill is, you know, has emanated, the need for it, Mr. Chairman and members, was the very unfortunate oil spill that occurred in San Francisco Bay a number of months ago. And as you're well aware, there were near 60,000 gallons of oil which escaped, and there were uncovered later many snafus in communication and response, both in notifying appropriate parties to contain the spill after the accident, and moreover, making sure it was notification and information was accurate. There were language barriers, it turns out. What we're seeking to do is coordinate or have a coordinated state and local response so that we're very clear and straightforward and also redundant about what procedures ought to be employed in order to respond quickly and moreover, therefore, to protect. And in this instance, Marin County and San Mateo County experienced extra spillage as a result of poor notification solely. So we would like to have the office of to have a response coordinated through the Office of Oil Spill and Prevention. Suddenly, frankly, is required to respond within 6 hours, and we believe that in fact could easily be expedited so that damage and response would be facilitated. So we're seeking here to reduce the response time for spills from 6 hours to 2 hours and to require the Office of Emergency Services to notify all counties appropriately of the spill so that it occurred that there was a captain, and again, I want to also highlight not exactly affected by it, but Mr. Chairman, recently there was a sewage spill in Marin County as well, where there was also a disconnect between the sewer district personnel and authorities and response. So this just says, let's tighten it up, let's make sure how and what, that there is redundancy, and we're absolutely procedurally in accord, redundant, and that we make sure information gets out in a timely fashion to avoid unnecessary damage.
Very good. Thank you, Senator Migdon. Witnesses in support.
Good morning, Mr. Chair. My name is Kathy Christian. I represent the Board of Supervisors of Marin County. We're here in strong support of Senator Migdon's bill. The truth is, with the oil spill that the senator referred to, that the notification that came so late resulted in significant damage that could have been avoided had the county been notified earlier. The county has, on the bayside, significant marshlands, wetlands, tidal areas that were affected in the communities all along there. And the lack of information made it much more difficult to deal with the fallout of all of that. So we strongly urge your aye vote. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, members, David Jones, on behalf of all 11 cities in Marin County, we're in the process of taking a support position. Anticipate that will come in the next week. We think, for the reasons highlighted by further witnesses, that this could have been prevented a lot of the damage, and we think that this bill moves in the right direction towards solving part of this problem. Thank you.
Very good. Witnesses in opposition? If not, questions from the members. The bill has been moved as amended by Senator Kuehl to EQ. It's double referred to EQ. Senator Machado, you have a question?
Just more of a comment. I think the bill's on the right track. I just think that the accountability you're asking of OES should probably, I would like to see it extended beyond the San Francisco Bay to the whole estuary system, of which you have ship traffic going into the inland ports of Sacramento and Stockton. It seems to me inconceivable that our Office of Emergency Service doesn't take into to the consideration the value of an expedited response to an oil spill anywhere within that estuary system for the time frame that you're asking for because of the potential damage it has not only to the economy but the ecology of that whole region.
No, Creason, and I would be very amenable, sir, if this bill is to move to explore that in appropriation and expand it.
Appreciate that very much.
Very good. Thank you. Other questions? If not, please call the roll as amended to EQ.
Senator Steinberg.
Aye.
Steinberg, aye. Marquette. Cogdill. Cogdill, no. Hollingsworth. Hollingsworth, no. Kehoe.
Aye.
Kehoe, aye. Kuehl.
Aye.
Kuehl, aye. Machado.
Aye.
Machado, aye. Migdon.
Aye.
Migdon, aye.
All right. Let's thank you, Senator Migdon. The bill is sufficient vote. Let's lift the calls now on the items, on all the items. Let's just go through. Boom, boom, boom. Senator Migdon's been recorded with the chair on each of the votes, so let's just see if there are any remaining stragglers, if you will, in terms of...
Okay, file item two begins our consent calendar. So file item number two and file item number eight is on consent. Senators Marquette?
Aye.
Marquette, aye. Cogdill?
Aye.
Cogdill, aye. Migdon?
Aye.
So you're going to stay, okay. You can stay a few minutes?
Yeah.
Okay, so... Just call the roll, including Senator Migdon, then, okay? What's that? Yeah, okay. You say how the chair voted. Go
okay.
Ahead.
File item number three is due pass to appropriations. Chair voted aye. Current vote is six ayes, zero noes. Senator Cogdill? Cogdill, aye. Migdon?
Aye.
Migdon, aye.
Yeah.
File item number four, SB 1180. Chair voted aye. The current vote is four ayes, one no. Senators Marquette?
Aye.
Marquette, aye. Cogdill?
Aye.
Cogdill, aye. Migdon?
Aye.
Migdon, aye. File item number five, SB 1231. Chair voted aye. Current vote is seven ayes, zero noes. Senator Migdon?
Aye.
Migdon, aye.
All these bills are out with the... I should
We're
announce.
Add-ons. Well, some are and some aren't, but most of them are.
Okay, we need to announce which ones are out.
Okay.
It's okay. Go ahead.
Okay, file item number six, SB 1238, has sufficient votes. We're doing this as add-on votes. Current vote is five ayes, zero noes. Chair voted aye. Senator Marquette.
Aye.
Marquette, aye. Cogdill. Cogdill, aye. Migdon. Migdon, aye. File item number seven, SB 1256, has sufficient votes. The chair voted aye. The current vote is five ayes, zero noes. Senator Marquette?
No.
Marquette, no. Cogdill? Cogdill, no. Migdon?
Aye.
Migdon, aye. File item number nine is SB 1285. It has sufficient votes. The chair voted aye. The current vote is five ayes, zero noes. Senator Cogdill?
No.
Cogdill, no. Senator Machado?
Aye.
Machado, aye. Migdon?
Aye.
Migdon, aye. File item number 10, SB 1360, is on call. The chair voted aye. The current vote is four ayes, one no. Senator Marquette?
No.
Marquette, no. Cogdill?
Not voting.
Senator Migdon?
File number
10?
Aye.
Migdon, aye. That bill is out with sufficient votes. File item number 11 is SB 1414. It is on call. The chair voted no. The current vote is one aye, three noes. Senator Marquette?
Aye.
Marquette, aye. Senator Cogdill?
Aye.
Senator Cogdill, aye. Machado?
Hollingsworth bill. No.
Machado, no. Migdon?
No.
Migdon, no.
The measure fails. We'll notice reconsideration, of course. Yeah.
Okay. File item number 13 is SB 1424. It has sufficient votes. The chair voted aye. Senators Marquette?
Aye.
Marquette, aye. Senator Migdon?
Aye.
Migdon, aye.
That was 1424?
Yes. File item number 14, SB 1428, is on call. The current vote is four ayes, two noes. Chair voted aye. Senator Cogdill?
No.
Cogdill, no. Migdon?
Aye.
Migdon, aye. That bill has sufficient votes. It's out. File item number 15, SB 1431, is on call. The chair voted aye. The current vote is four ayes, two noes. Senator Marquette?
No.
Regette, no. Migdon.
Migdon,
aye. That bill has sufficient votes. It's out. File item number 16 is SB 1538. It has sufficient votes. Chair voted aye. Senator Migdon.
Aye.
Migdon, aye. File item number 17 is 1595. It has sufficient votes. Chair voted aye. Senator Migdon.
Aye.
Migdon, aye. File item number 18, SB 1672, is on call. The chair voted aye. The current vote is 4 ayes, 3 noes. Senator Kuehl.
Aye.
Senator Kuehl is aye, and that has sufficient votes. It's out.
That's it. I want to thank the members, thank the staff for excellent work, thank the members of the public. We will stand in adjournment.